This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Everything you think you know about history has been rigged. It's been a fabricated storyline. Everything just faked. Just like history that's being written now is being faked. And the New York Times has even gone back to retroactively fake history through their 1619 project to try to rewrite history and contradict reality. Hundreds of scholars have condemned the New York Times for that, but they continue to do it because, well, that's what left-wing fascists do. They try to erase real memory from the culture so they can replace it with their indoctrination and brainwashing. So every event in history, from Oklahoma City to even the Civil War, to 9/11, to more recent shootings, the Sandy Hook school shooting, and so on and so forth. In every single case of everything that you think happened in history, JFK assassination, for example, it has all been rigged. The narratives have been engineered. Many of the events have been falsified, although they always do like to actually kill real people. So I'm not saying that all the deaths were faked. You know, they did shoot JFK. The answer, though, is that it didn't go down like they said. It wasn't just a lone gunman, right? It was the deep state that shot JFK, just like the deep state took out, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as well, just like the deep state killed Senator Bobby Kennedy. You know, the deep state did this. And this deep state, which has been running our money system and running our media and now running the censorship of the tech giants, this deep state is all about not just enslaving humanity and controlling humanity, exploiting human labor, but more recently about exterminating humanity and destroying abundance. This is why they engineered and rolled out the pandemic, you know, the plandemic, the COVID-19 biological weapon, which is a very real biological weapon, by the way. I disagree with those who are saying that the whole thing is a hoax. It's not a hoax. It's a real weapon. They just use the weapon to take away all your remaining freedoms. They use the weapon to destroy your economy and to roll out a vaccine that they're going to force on everybody, which is an extermination vaccine. It's a depopulation weapon. So the virus is real, and they're really using it to really enslave you and really exterminate humanity. This is what they do. So it's important to understand that as you look at history and as you look at events that are unfolding now, that nothing that you are being told is real, nothing by the mainstream media. It is all faked. It's all rigged. The George Floyd narrative, total fabrication. That, oh, this was an upstanding, honest black man who was just spontaneously killed because he was black by a white cop. Okay? First of all, none of that is true. George Floyd was a criminal, a felon, who served years in prison for threatening to shoot a pregnant woman during a home invasion. I mean, he was a thug. And by the way, there's not a shred of evidence that the white cop killed George Floyd because he was black. He wasn't screaming racial slurs as he was doing it, for example. No evidence whatsoever. He could have just been just a bad cop, killing white people and black people alike. It's just that you never heard about all the white people killed by cops, did you? Even though there are vastly higher numbers of white people killed by cops. But look, I'm not going to get into the details of that particular event, but just to say that every narrative pushed by the media is a false narrative. Whether it's a narrative on vaccines, you know, that they say all vaccines are safe, they're not. A narrative about GMOs, a narrative about pesticides, a narrative about Trump. Oh, Trump was working with the Russians to steal the election. That's a completely fabricated deep state narrative. The narrative that the dollar is going to be strong and it's going to be resilient through this economic downturn. The narrative that the Fed can just print money and hand it out to people and there will be no negative consequences. The narrative that the stock market is the economy. As long as the stock market is up, the economy is good. These are all deep state narratives. It's all fake. All fake. And here's the big kicker. It's all crumbling. All the false narratives are falling down. this is the mass awakening that's happening. The mass awakening, because people can sense that they've been lied to this whole time. In fact, this is a lot of the reason why you have all these left-wing people rioting in the streets and seizing downtown Seattle and so on, even though they've been misled and they've been hijacked by the Marxist, you know, Black Lives Matter movement and the globalists and the depopulation pushers and so on. They are sensing in their souls that something is wrong with the world and that the establishment needs to be brought down. So in essence, in their hearts, they're actually on the right track. It's just that they've allied with the wrong parties who have hijacked their movement. They've been really misled. But at the core, many people understand that something is really wrong with the world. Like they say in The Matrix, there's a splinter in your mind. And it's annoying to know that the money supply is rigged, that we're all slaves under the wage slave system. By the way, you don't have to be black to be a slave. And by the way, no black people in America today were ever slaves, ever, in their entire lives. We're all slaves under the system of the IRS, the wage slave system, the money printing, which is a hidden form of confiscation of money. We're all slaves under that system. And that system exists to defend and expand its own power, not to defend black lives, not to defend innocent people, not to defend justice, nothing, but to defend itself. The system exists to defend itself. And this is why you look at how cops are being ordered during these riots. Cops are not being ordered to protect innocent people. They're being ordered to protect government buildings. It's all about defending the state, not defending innocents. So don't be misled into thinking that the governor of Washington or the mayor of Seattle is going to suddenly find it in their hearts to protect innocent people. Not a chance. They'll let Black Lives Matter slaughter and rape white people in the streets. They don't care about that. But they just don't want too many government buildings to be taken over. You know, that's the real issue there. But all history that you think you know has been faked. It's all rigged. Because people's minds are incredibly easy for the mainstream media to control. And they bounce you around from issue to issue. Remember, just a month ago, it was all COVID-19. Now it's all Black Lives Matter and the riots. And just as a demonstration of how insane and dishonest all the narratives are, a month ago, you were said to hate elderly people if you were out protesting, you know, like those groups in Michigan protesting the lockdowns. And they were condemned by the media. Oh, you must hate elderly people. Now, if you don't join the protests for George Floyd, you're said to hate black people. So COVID-19 hasn't disappeared. It's still out there. In fact, it's exploding in like 14 states across the USA. But suddenly the narrative has shifted to say that if you don't protest, you're a bad person. Because what do they say? Silence is violence. See, that's another narrative. Silence is violence. So if you don't come out and speak out in favor of Black Lives Matter, if you don't say Black Lives Matter on your website, on your corporate logo, on your Instagram page, on your Twitter icon, on Facebook, if you don't say Black Lives Matter, then you are said to be engaged in violence. Even if you have silence, they say silence is violence. And according to the left, when you have violence, they have the right to shoot you in self-defense. They've argued this over and over again to stop the conservative speakers at universities in Oregon and California and so on. The student newspapers, they print op-eds where the top editors of the student newspapers say that they have the right to kill you so that you don't speak words of hate, which is a form of violence, okay? So now when they say silence is violence, that means they have the right to come and shoot you for being silent. So just to be clear, under the radical left and their control over America, you do not have any right to remain silent. You have no Fifth Amendment rights. You have no Fourth Amendment rights. You have no First Amendment rights because they're crushing those. And also, at the same time, you have no Second Amendment right because the same people who are telling you that they need to abolish police are also telling you that you don't have the right to defend yourself. No rights unless you agree with them, because they are a lunatic left-wing obedience cult that frankly resembles fascist Germany in World War II. This is the rise of fascism, National Socialism, i.e. Nazism. They're socialists, they're radical left-wing lunatics, authoritarians. And they're now saying you have to join them, you have to profess your white guilt, If you are white, you have to say you're guilty, and you have to voice your support for Black Lives Matter, even though Black Lives Matter is a violent terrorist organization that executes cops and rapes women and murders people and commits violence and supports abortion of black babies, by the way. Black Lives Matter is a violent terrorist organization. And all their members, frankly, they should all be arrested. Many of them, the violent ones, deserve to be shot by police or by federal agents, let's say, or sentenced to death for their crimes of violence, of actual violence. But no, they say you are violent if you are silent. So this is how your reality is shaped. This is how your history is completely rigged, completely faked. And the authors of the history of what's happening now are going to be the radical left-wing lunatics who are the same ones saying that you are violent if you don't speak out in favor of their terrorist movement. So just as the New York Times is rewriting history for Project 1619, they're rewriting present-day history as it's unfolding, saying, for example, that the left-wing protesters are all peaceful. But when white people protest the lockdowns, then they are violent and scary because they're wearing camo. But when left-wing protesters and warlords are walking around with AK-47s and threatening to shoot people and rape people, that's peaceful, according to the New York Times. So the takeaway from all of this is that not only should you question the narratives of the media today, you should question everything you think you've ever learned about history, because you've been lied to. You've been lied to about everything, about the civil rights movement, about the history of the KKK. It turns out that was a creation of the Democrats. That's right. Democrats ran the KKK. That was the militant wing of the Democrat Party. And it was Republicans that signed and supported the 1964 Civil Rights Act. And Abraham Lincoln was a Republican, and so on and so forth. But everything that you have been taught about history is a lie, an absolute lie. So it is time to go back and question the establishment in every possible way, because the establishment is engaged in massive brainwashing and disinformation campaigns so that they can control the people and cause race wars by conquering through division, you know, divide and conquer. That's their entire game plan. But in order to do that, they have to control your memories, which means controlling history. What was it said in 1984? Whoever controls the past controls the present, right? I think that was in 1984. And then whoever controls the present controls the future. So by reshaping and rewriting the past, they are reshaping the cultural memories and the cultural reality so that they can control the future. That's what's happening. And that's why we should all start questioning everything that you see in the mainstream media, including questioning everything you're told about COVID-19, by the way. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can hear my podcast at brighteon.com, and stay informed, and you might just be able to stay free. Thank you for listening.